Welcome to the October 4th, 2013 Drupalize Me podcast. Drupalize Me. Woo! Welcome, everybody. Yet another Drupalize Me podcast. And this week, we are fresh from DrupalCon Prague, which is what we will be talking about. But before I get too far ahead of myself, I am Addison Berry, your hostess today, and I have with me
Kyle Hoffmeyer,
along with
Bumpy.
Mike Godbolt.
Oh, that was a Magwumpy.
A Magwumpy.
Yeah, we're actually just one person.
One person with two different accents. Fascinating. Very different experience. Team calls are crazy. So I have these guys on because we were all just in Prague together, along with a whole bunch of other bots, but we weren't going to try and stuff everybody onto one podcast here. So, we're going to talk about DrupalCon Prague, which was great, but we'll get into the details and like kind of what was going on for us there and cool, fun stuff that happened. But as normal, I'm going to do news and events real quick in regular newsy types announcements. Make sure you check out the other podcasts that we have. This podcast's all about Drupal all the time. But we also have two other podcasts out there called The Creative Process, which has our creative director, Jared Ponchat, on it. And then we also have Insert Content Here with Jeff Eaton talking all about content strategy and cool things like that. And then we have Migrate Module series is underway. We released that just before DrupalCon, and we've got a couple of those coming out. That'll be rolling out through the month of October. So if you are trying to figure out how to migrate stuff and what's up with the Migrate Module, Joe is walking you through it step by step. So that will be coming out more and more. Event stuff. Now that DrupalCon is past, more events are gearing back up again. This weekend, there's actually the DrupalCamp Fox Valley is happening in Aurora, Illinois. I have no idea where Aurora, Illinois is, but Jeff Eaton's going to be keynoting there, and we are sponsoring that camp. And then there's also, isn't Pacific Northwest Summit happening this weekend?
Yeah, I think that's this weekend.
Yeah.
Up in Vancouver, BC.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't get that in my notes. Next weekend is Drupaldelphia in Philadelphia. Kyle, are you going to that?
I would like to.
Okay.
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I didn't.
Yeah, it's next weekend. So
I should probably figure that out.
Maybe we'll see Kyle and Dave there. I don't know. and then, let's see, another events on October 22nd. Joe Schindelar is actually going to be doing a Drupal Association webinar on getting up to speed with Drupal 8. So that's a free webinar, and we'll just kind of cover what's going on with Drupal 8 stuff and how you can, what resources are out there so that you can actually learn what's going on and get yourself up to speed. And then November 3rd, so 1 month from nowish, is there's a cool conference called Artifact East, which is going to be in Providence, Rhode Island. It's at artifactconf.com. It's a two-day conference for designers who are working with like multi-device designing world of things. Jared Ponchat, our creative director, is going to be speaking there. And there's a lot of really cool speakers. So you might want to check that out. I think that there's going to be an increase in price in the tickets in like a week or two. So you should probably go check it out now so you can get the better price on that. So that's news and events. Woo! Of course, I mean, news also, like, there's, like, all kinds of stuff out of DrupalCon. I wasn't even going to try and parse that down. So we'll just talk about it in our discussion about DrupalCon, which we're going to begin right now. Dun, 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 dun. I'm feeling a little wired today, can you tell?
just a bit.
I was also, like, singing other stuff earlier before the recording started, but anyway, so let's just sort of like go a little round robin and just have, we'll start off with everybody just sort of sharing kind of we'll start it off with just like favorite session. We'll stick to like conference, like the session stuff that was going on. And then we'll branch out from there to talk about other news and stuff that happened. But Wompy, why don't you start us off? What was your favorite session or BOF or thing that you sort of attended while you were there?
For sessions, it was the REST and Serialization by Link Clark and Clossy. I saw the slides of this session that because they did it this year in Portland, but I didn't attend to the session, and it's just so encouraging. So it just makes you know about REST and see what's going on Drupal 8. It also got me involved into this undercover initiative. I'm giving a hand on this one, but I think the funny thing is that I heard from some people like, oh yeah, Juanpi, please let me know more about this because I really enjoyed this session.
Sweet, cool. What about you, Kyle?
I went to quite a few. I think the one that stood out to me the most would be Drupal 8 for Site Builders by Swantel. He basically just kind of gave an overview of all the new things that are going to be in Drupal 8 that is relative to a site builder. It actually kind of got me pretty excited. I know Drupal 8's got some people complaining and things like that, and I think a lot of those are probably coders. But for a site builder, I think site builders are going to be stoked about Drupal 8. Just some of the stuff they're doing with it. I can't wait to start playing around with it. So that was probably my favorite session that I went to.
Cool. And what about you, Micah?
I am just glad that the two previous people did not steal mine because I did not have a backup. I think my favorite was definitely Fabian's talk on Twig, just the kind of a general Twig talk. It was really neat to see him dive in for an hour on really the power of Twig and what it's capable of doing. There's a lot more to Twig than what it's going to be able to get into Drupal 8 this time, but it's great just to see what it as a language has the power to do, and whether all that gets in or just a subset, and then maybe more gets in Drupal 9. It's a really powerful language, and I'm excited to see that get in and to see what that's going to be able to do for me as a front-end developer on projects in the future.
Sweet. I would say for me, I mostly went to BOFs and core conversations. I went to a couple of regular sessions, I would have to say the favorite one for me was actually Joe's one on getting people to learn Drupal 8, like how we're going to do that as a community, because obviously it's quite pertinent to me, but it's also just that's been kind of my thing in the community that I've always been focused on, and there were some great conversations that came out of that. So I would say that was probably my favorite session that I went to, and Joe had really good ideas and thoughts and some like actual suggestions and plans, which is, you know, always nice to see rather than people just talking about stuff. So and I should mention that all of the sessions were recorded, so, and there are they put up like the recordings of these things, the video recordings of these, like within a day or two.
Oh, it was like hours for mine.
It was crazy. Yeah. So all of those are available online. We'll put a link to that in the podcast notes. But the Drupal Association has a YouTube channel and they're all on there. So you can go check out any of the sessions that you want to and watch them online.
Yeah, I had to leave a little bit early, so I've already started taking advantage of that. And actually, I did not get to see Micah's presentation live, but I did get to watch it on YouTube. So that was awesome. You did that was a pretty nice presentation there, Micah.
And thanks.
There was also a whole lot of people standing out in the hallway. It was crazy. Like the walls, like in some of the rooms were just like sort of glass walls. And so the room got so packed and was standing that people were just standing in the hallway looking in through the glass wall. It was pretty epic.
It's kind of fun when they opened up the curtains and saw these dozens of people just staring through the window. That's pretty sweet.
Did you feel like you were in a fishbowl though?
just a little. As soon as people started throwing food at me, I knew I really was.
What was your session on, Micah?
The session I did was responsive Drupal prototyping with a tool that I built in AngularJS. Lots of fun buzzwords. I'm sure that brought in a lot of the people. But it was, it's a tool for basic. It's actually the interesting thing about the Twig session was there are so many similarities between what I'm doing with the Angular and what Twig is capable of doing. It was just kind of some weird deja vu. But the idea is being able to pull partials together and be able to parse a page or be able to put a page together on demand, rather than having to write every single bit of HTML over and over again. Just have partials you can pull in and basically create the page from those pieces. You have to go watch the video to get the whole spiel.
Exactly. Go watch the video. Cool. Did anybody else present? Wompy, you presented.
Well, pseudo presented.
Ah, okay.
Because I did a couple buffs, one with Pedro Cambra about the this sort of Drupal contribute events we do in Spain, which is like a sprint for a whole day, but it's over a contrib module where the maintainer of the module is there. So it makes it a bit exciting because it's easier to people to ramp up and start helping. And if someone sends a commit, then a nice patch, you can just commit it. And so we were just sharing our experiences and discussing there how do people organize sprints locally and how do they engage with more people to the community. And then the other one I did was with Sally, and that was on decoupling Drupal. That mm-hmm. went pretty well as well. There were a couple people in that bot that had a lot of questions and new things to add. I love this bot because it's like just 10, 15 people and we just sit together and talk, and it's a proper discussion. So it's very enriching.
Yeah, man, bots. I really like BOFs. I'm a BOF tracker. Like I said, I attended basically a lot of BOFs and core conversation stuff. Like, it feels like, because it tends to be more conversation-y, and I think I feel like I get a lot out of that. So I'm all about the BOFs for sure.
I also gave a session at the Drush Lab. I gave a hand at the Drush Lab, and that was I think we're gonna talk about this later about labs in general. It was about Drush and teaching Drush to people, a 2-hour lab. It was really nice.
Sweet. Awesome. Cool. You were all over the place. I didn't actually present per se. I mean, I organized and ran the community summit, which was on Monday, and then on the sprint day, Joe, Emma, and I presented. We did the community tools workshop, and so I guess I presented in that respect, but I didn't do any kind of regular sessions or anything like that.
So. What kind of stuff did you guys discuss at the community summit?
That was, so community summit, first of all, okay, so it's a new thing. It's the first time we've ever done the community summit, and people may have noticed that we got rid of the community track, and some people were freaked out about that. But we replaced having the track throughout DrupalCon with an actual whole day. And it turned out so much better than I even imagined that it would. We had over 100 people sign up. Most people who came stayed all day long. And we ended up working on topics like, we had 6 working groups. Because basically everybody splits into working groups. Kind of like a sprint, except it's on community stuff. So we had one group was working on the Drupal ladder and helping to get some of that stuff improved for Drupal 8, lessons for getting up to speed on Drupal and contributing in particular. We had the community working group with Donna Benjamin. She got a group together. They were largely talking about kind of like community governance stuff, and so like dispute resolution within the community and that kind of a thing, and continuing to kind of move those things along. Jeffrey Maguire, he had a group on Camp Kit. So basically like camp in a box, like checklists and information if you want to have a camp so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And even like materials like themes and handouts and stuff like that. So he had a pretty large group working on that. And then Morton DK had a pretty large group talking about making Drupal events better at the like the camp regional meetup level kind of a thing. But he also talked about it like in terms of how the DA can and cannot help with those things. And he had some folks from the DA come in and be part of those discussions. And then he also was raised the idea of having a European kind of charter, basically trying to get the European communities to work together and share their information. more and help each other out across borders. And then we had two other groups that just sort of formed up during the day. One was working on crowdfunding attendance to DrupalCons for people who can't get there otherwise. It happens sort of ad hoc in our community. Like somebody says, oh, I'll do a Kickstarter or do a chip in so that I can get enough money to go because I want to work on these things. And so they wanted to talk about how to set things up to be more organized around that and actually be able to direct our community resources in a better way. And actually, while we were there, they also came up, one of their things that they came up with was there are lots of organizations that have too many tickets. Because when you get a sponsorship, you get tickets. When people speak, you get tickets. And so you can end up with quite a lot of free tickets to DrupalCon as an organization. And so there was actually somebody there who's, it was from Wonderkraut, and they had two extra tickets that they had not been able to use. And there were actually people in the room at the community summit, just like it was, you know, a free event the day before the conference started, who showed up who weren't actually attending the conference because they didn't have a ticket. But they were still working on community stuff, so we ended up giving those tickets to them. So that was actually
really awesome.
That nice. Was yeah, so cool. Yeah. So that felt really, really awesome. Even if that was the only outcome, I felt like that was pretty sweet. Yeah. And then there was another group who got together. The Eastern European communities got together again just to sort of like sit down and figure out how they can help each other and plan and coordinate events and their local communities and work with each other and stuff. So that and it was all day people working on those things, having discussions. I made everybody have a Google Doc. They had to write down everything, so we documented what people talked about. So there were actual like things decided or tasks done. We knew it and stuff. So it was awesome. I was just blown away that so many people came and so many people got so much shit done. So I'm excited for it to keep happening. I think it was a huge success. So
that sounds like it.
Yeah, I would say that was probably the highlight of DrupalCon for me personally, was being involved in that and pulling it off with a lot of help from the DA. The DA made sure that everybody had food, even though it wasn't in their budget. The whole event was not in their budget, and they made it happen anyway. So what's your top, like, just highlight takeaway from the whole thing? Because that was mine.
Sound like.
Who wants to go?
I'll take a stab at it. For me, the biggest highlight was probably the location. The con was awesome, but I think the location just kind of helped enhance the con quite a bit. Prague was just a very welcoming city, it felt like, and beyond being sitting in sessions and all that, just being in the city was just, it was an awesome time. I mean, great food, cheap beer. You can't really go wrong with any of that. And it just, I think I would love to go back to Prague someday. So I'd have to probably say, for me, my favorite part was where it was.
Oh my God, Prague was so amazing. I'm so going back. So going back, hands down. Yeah. And the view from the venue, like
oh,
you
that was
could
amazing.
Just
oh,
see
yes.
the entire city. You could see like the castles and stuff. It was like, oh, wow. Yeah.
What I'm doing here.
Why
if I have a recommendation for anybody that wants to visit, though, start using a stair climber ahead of time.
Lots of steps.
It's a little hilly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of steps. And for some reason, in the con itself, they turned off the escalators. And I'm like, come on, I've been doing steps everywhere in the city. Why can't I just use an escalator here?
So, remember that tower, Kyle?
Oh, I remember the tower. That was...
oh, my...
I did not do the tower.
They needed defibrillator at the top, I can tell you that.
Yeah, Kyle definitely stole mine on that. I ended up taking the entire week as vacation. So darn it, I was going to take some vacation. I took pretty much all of Monday and a little bit of Friday just exploring the city. And seriously, I could have explored for days longer. I mean, things like the Charles Bridge, walking across that, going up to the St. Vitus Cathedral. Was just gorgeous. You walk around the city and you walk down a random like alleyway, you turn left and there's this amazing sculpture in the side of a building. Mm. And you're like, where did that come from? You know, who put that on the side of a building in an alleyway? It belongs in a museum in the States. So it was incredible to see that. Everywhere you looked was just gorgeous buildings, astronomical clocks and cathedrals and gargoyles and just everything that you, everything you see in movies, honestly. And then you get there and you're like, wow, this is actually really how it is, just everywhere. So, yeah, the fact I was able to be there for a week and take some vacation and just soak it in was really amazing. I mean, there wasn't like a huge difference between this and Portland. I mean, it was sessions and it was people and it was the energy and all of that was fun. But for me, I mean, Portland's hometown, so that's kind of like, yeah, yay, hometown. And this is Prague. So if I'm going to travel 22 hours to get there, then darn it, I'm gonna explore, and it seriously was amazing. I really want to go back.
Totally. What about you, Wumpy? What was your highlight?
Well, Prague was awesome, that's for sure. Problem is, I gained a kilo because of the food and the beer. So I thought, I'm not gonna drink beer in 1 month. Well, I think maybe it's 1.5, but I'm getting better. I'm getting better at it. But my highlight here, and that's, I think, also related with the fact that I know more people within the European community, because my two previous European Drupal cons, I pretty much didn't know anyone. And because maybe a couple of Spaniards who normally go to Drupal cons as well, but apart from that, that was pretty much it. And this year we were like 22 people traveling from Spain. I also managed to spend some time with you guys there. Also, I knew some other people from IRC that I wanted to meet. So that people face-to-face time with all these people was really nice. And my highlight here was just the trivia. The trivia was just, oh, I felt like a kid playing there.
I didn't play the
trivia before. Because of the same reason, like, I don't know anyone, I don't want to sit there and play. And then when I was there, I was like, I should have done it. Why did I miss it before? It was so much fun.
Yeah. No, Trivia Night's awesome, especially, I'm not dissing any Trivia Night, but when the Irish are running Trivia Night, they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They do. They know how to do it right. I don't know, what should we talk about next?
About the labs.
Yeah, I was going to say, the one thing that I did want us to talk about was the labs, because so Community Summit was new at this conference. The labs was also a new thing that we were trying out at the conference this year. And so Wampi, you actually were in a lab. How did it go? Like as compared to, so normally we have 1 hour sessions, right? But the labs are 2 hours, right? Or is it three?
Yeah, 2 hours.
Okay. And so you have like a longer period of time and it's more workshoppy, more diving into details, I guess. So how did that go for you?
Yeah, totally. It was more like a workshop. Greg Anderson was leading this lab and we were along there sitting with Mosh Witzman, which is the Drush creator. And there were also three more people. I'm really bad with names. I'm really sorry for them, but they are listed on the lab at the website. So the first hour was mainly Greg going over some Drush really helpful tips and stuff that maybe you cannot discover easily by just reading the documentation and playing around with Drush. Over this first hour, there were some quick exercises to test the topics that he was covering, and the rest of us we were just spread around the room, attending everyone. Everyone was there with their laptop, and if they had any doubts or if they had any issue or question with the exercise that we're doing, normally an exercise would just last 5 minutes, something like that. And if someone needed more time, then we would just sit with them and move on until they were sorted. And then the second hour, he suggested like 3 or 4 topics that so people could, and also some extra documentation for these, so people could investigate, or just people could just approach any of us and ask any sort of questions. So obviously that second hour was much more informal. Some people left when the first hour finished, because I guess they didn't have anything else to ask. But a good amount of people stayed with us, and yeah, that was a really nice time that we had there.
Yeah, I've heard good things. So I'm curious to see if they'll be doing it in Austin, right? Our next DrupalCon's in Austin in June. So, because I would really like for the community summit to happen there. So I'm curious if the labs will also move forward. I feel like the new stuff that the Prague team did worked out pretty well, and that we have some things that we learned. But for trying something new, I think that the ideas we came up with worked really well, and we can just make improvements at further conferences. And that I think these are both really nice additions to the conference. So I'm
totally
curious
agree.
To see how other people feel about that and what ends up happening. I should also I mentioned DrupalCon Austin, which is in June in Austin, Texas. But they also announced at this DrupalCon when the next European conference is going to be, and that is going to be in Amsterdam, and that's going to be awesome too.
Yeah,
Amsterdam is totally cool city. I love Amsterdam as well. So. That should be a whole lot of fun. And it's like I can't remember. It's like September 29th through August 3rd or October 3rd, sorry. Something like that. It's like the very end of September, beginning of October. I don't have the dates in front of me, but yeah, that should be pretty awesome. I'm curious. So we have two Americans. I'm American, but I live in Europe, and then we have a European. And so I'm curious, if you guys just have any thoughts about the difference or similarity, or if there are differences between the US con and the European con. I mean, obviously for you, Mike, the Portland con was also in your hometown, which makes it a little just different in and of itself, because you were kind of home. But I don't know, does anybody have thoughts on that?
The size of the venue was certainly different. I mean, it's just a little bit more low-key. The rooms are, 50 people as opposed to 300 people. So yeah, it's certainly a little bit more intimate. The service seemed a little different. The food, the waiters, the presentation of the food, and I just everything seemed a little bit, I don't know, a little cozier, a little bit more. It was just a little nicer in general. I think the smaller atmosphere kind of lended towards that, which was nice.
Yeah.
Being in a different country, that was actually my first time out of North America. I mean, you can't really call Canada that much of a different country. I'm sorry, Canada.
Oh, hey.
Oh, I know. But as far as culture shifts go, so it was my first time being somewhere where, English was well spoken. I mean, but it obviously isn't the primary language, so I didn't know how that was going to go. And honestly, in Prague, it was fine. I mean, the times when someone didn't understand English as well as I hoped was about as often as I ran into people in Portland that didn't understand English as well as I hoped. So, and the fact that it's a European country, so it's not like people even look that much different. And for me, it was really easy sometimes just close your eyes and go okay, I'm just in a different city within the U.S. just different people and, different stuff. And it was really easy to acclimate and feel really comfortable there. By the end of the week, I felt just fine traveling through mass transit and getting from place to place and buying things and communicating. And I could have stayed there just a ton longer. I really kind of felt like I was kind of home by the end of it.
Nice. Anybody else got thoughts?
I was thinking that I had no idea of any of Czech there, so I thought, how am I going to move around? And I don't know. Well, I realized that in Prague, everyone speaks English perfectly, so I had no issues. But I normally have a lot of fun just learning basic words in Czech. Czech is really hard, by the way. I learned by just relating a pronunciation with something, a mnemotechnic rule.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very hard to find these rules for some of the words. But apart from size, what Micah just said, there's not much difference. The organization, I guess, is more or less the same, and the quality of the event is just the same. Yeah.
Speaking of language, real quick, a real funny story. We're at a restaurant, and I tried to pick up on one of the words. It was like a word for being done or something like that at the restaurant. I was actually out with dinner with Kyle, and the waitress asked Kyle, "Are you done, finished, whatever that word is?" And so when she pointed to me, I repeated that word because I picked up on it real quick. And like that, she started talking to me in Czech. I'm like, "Well, no. I don't know. I just know that one word because he said it. I'm really sorry." And then
then he tried to use it again with another waiter, and it was really embarrassing.
And
uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. It was a good night.
So just stick with English.
You're just so much better off.
Yeah, I really like the smaller size, I have to say, of the European cons, because there is that sort of item. I love the American cons too, and there are so many people there though that sometimes I'm just sort of like, I don't know, overwhelmed by all the people I can't talk to. Whereas I feel like I just get more interaction for some reason. Maybe it's my own mental thing at the European cons. But of course, the biggest thing for me is that it's a 1 hour flight and I don't change time zones. So I was a fan of that.
Adi, were you at the Community Tools workshop on Friday?
I was, yep.
How did it go?
Joe and Emma and I did that. We had, you know, we started with probably something like 40 people, but then people kept filtering in, and so we filled up the room. So I don't know how many people we ended up, but we ended up with quite a lot of people. Not as many as we did in Portland. Portland was crazy big. It was like over 100 people in a workshop, and that's hard like when you're presenting, because it's there's no seeing people and making eye contact, and you know, but it was great. A lot of people did show up, and and we got them all set up with our local Drupal 8 thing, and then the sprints were going on all the rest of the day. I think some people, you know, as normal, just were like, okay, I've had a couple of hours of this, I'm good. But a bunch of people went off and actually started contributing and stuff afterwards. So
great.
Yeah, it's really heartening to, I mean, you know, yeah, it's a free workshop, but it's Community Tools. It's all about how to get involved with community, right? So it's like, I don't know, are people going to show up? and so it's always really heartening to see people get there and really want to figure it out. And like the number of people who really, really do want to get involved and want to engage and just need some guidance for it. It always feels good to be able to do that. So yeah, the whole event was perfect for me.
There was also something else that is get involved with Core Sprint. Is that like the phase two of the Community Tools workshop? So you get set up and then you move on to this one?
Yeah, so there's a get involved with Core Sprint. And the way that that's set up, that runs all day. So if people already have like a local Drupal 8 installation and they understand the basics of like IRC and issue queue, then they would just start in the sprint in the morning first thing. The idea with the Get Involved with Core Sprint, though, is that there are mentors. So we get a whole bunch of volunteers who are mentors for the day and go to the sprint and actually help new people find what kind of an issue they can work on. Like, what are they interested in? What's their skill set? Match them up with an issue and team them up with somebody. And then check in with them and help them and actually, like, you know, how do you make a patch? All right, well, let's sit down and make one and see how it works together. So, and then if you don't have all of those tools set up in advance, then you come to the Community Tools workshop in the morning, and then pretty much after lunch, once you're set up and ready to go, then you can go there, and then the mentors will kind of take over and walk you through working on a core issue for the first time. Like, boom, like, no playing around, just work on a core issue. And that's been going on now for a couple of DrupalCons, and it's gotten much more ironed out, and the planning around it, it requires quite a lot of work. So the mentors who were involved deserve some huge, huge kudos for getting that set up. And Kathy Thays is running that program now and making sure that those things happen, and she does an amazing job.
She's lovely. She's
keeping
really lovely.
Everything together. She amazes me. That's what it comes down to. I get up, I do a workshop for a couple hours, but she's amazing, and is kind of like nonstop all week long throughout the entire conference making that stuff happen. So, yeah, that was pretty awesome. Another thing I want to mention just before I forget, it's kind of random, but talking about events, because we talked about Austin and Amsterdam, but speaking of sort of the European events and stuff like that, I also wanted to mention that the Drupal Dev Days is going to be in Szeged next year. It was in Dublin this year. Wampy and I went along with Sally. And Szeged was my favorite DrupalCon ever. And I am like done, man. I am going to Dev Days in Szeged, hands down. I'm there. So
did
it's
you say so.
And it's the end of March. So last year, normally I think the past couple of Dev Days have been at the end of June, and that is actually kind of a bad time for me personally. It's a conflict. So I went in Dublin, but I had to not do some other personal stuff. And so the fact that they've moved it to the end of March is like perfect timing for me. So I'm so there. Anyway, so go check out the Drupal Dev Days in Szeged too, if you're interested in another European event that's going to be happening in the spring rather than waiting all the way till the fall for Amsterdam. So yeah, I don't know. Has anybody got any other lovely thoughts about Prague other than, man, that was an amazing city? I swear I just kept saying that out loud the entire time I was walking around on Saturday.
Pretty much.
Sweet. Cool. Well, we should probably wrap things up. We've been just chatting everybody's ear off for a while now. But thanks for coming on and sharing your thoughts. And like I said, go watch the sessions. They're recorded. All the DrupalCon sessions are. You can go back and watch Portland videos too if you want to. There's a lot of good stuff that was going on. Ooh, one other thing I wanted to mention, though, just in terms of news in the Drupal sphere, in terms of Drupal 8 and Drupal Core, is that we're going to, they're not going to do the upgrade path. They're going to use a migrate module for Drupal 8 so that, oh man, so like you could even just upgrade from 6 to 8. It's something that we've been talking about for a while. Instead of writing, because writing the upgrade path between major versions of Drupal, especially with a lot of changes, it takes the, like, nobody's done any upgrade path because we're just creating Drupal 8. But we still have to do the upgrade path so that you can move from 7 to 8. And it's a nightmare. It takes a lot of time to write all of that code and make sure it all works. And it holds up the release of Drupal 8 because we can't release it until, you know, the whole upgrade path is written and tested and blah and stuff like that. And honestly, I got to say, like, for me personally, I don't use the actual built-in upgrade path on Drupal sites anymore unless it's my personal blog, which has, like, you know, 100 nodes on it. Like, and it's such a simple site. Using something like Migrate, like, that's what we're using on Drupalize Me to upgrade from 6 to 7. Having that be what Core is using just sounds so delicious to me that I'm very excited about that project. And that was decided and announced during DrupalCon Prague. So that's a new thing on the radar. But so get excited about that and work on that if you want to. I know there's going to be a sprint on that at Badcamp. So if that matters to you, get on.
Yeah, this is really great news. I didn't know about this. I've been using Migrate these days for a project and I really like it. This reminds me of the first DrupalCon I went, DrupalCon London. Chicks had to organize a sprint to help people who upgraded from Drupal 5 to Drupal 6 and wanted to move to Drupal 7 because their database didn't look like a Drupal 6 database. The upgrade path was not maybe keeping up with updates that were made in Drupal 7. It was a hell of a problem that they were having, and there were a lot of people who, yeah, they just couldn't upgrade, and going the migrate route, it sounds to me like definitely the right choice.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm so excited for that decision. So anyway, that was a last minute woo thing to toss in there. But yeah, we really should wrap up. But I do appreciate you guys taking the time to come on and share your thoughts. I would say if you are looking for a European city to go visit, Prague is high on the list, regardless of any DrupalCon thing going on.
Yeah,
and if you have thoughts for podcast topics or you have questions or comments and things like that, you can always leave a comment on the lullabot.com podcast page where you would find this podcast. But you can also contact us through our contact form on drupalize.me/contact or on Twitter, twitter.com/drupalizeme. Facebook is facebook.com/drupalizeme. Google Plus is, you know, Google Plus because they don't have nice pretty URLs to get to find things, but we do also have a Google Plus page, so feel free to get in touch with us and let us know what you're thinking and what you would like to hear on the podcast in the future, because we keep them coming out every other Friday. So thanks a lot, and have a wonderful weekend, everybody in Drupaland. Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, and bye.
Bye.